Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Today is another day for you to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I don't look that bad today. It was Monday and it could have gone better. I thought I was going to get out of work early for once and I didn't, like always. But tomorrow's going to be better, so I'm going to look toward that. Anyways, taking into consideration that it's a Monday and I wanted to end and I'm currently just catching up on Greg Gutfeld, I hope that you had a good day. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope that you are going to be having an amazing week ahead. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power by looking at your reflection in the mirror and by reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next on your journey. It is so important that we recognize that we all do have journeys, that we might be going in different directions at different times. We might be doing different things that don't necessarily collide with each other, but we are all on a journey in this life together. You should reflect on where you've been and where you're going to and love the reflection that you're seeing. It might not necessarily look exactly the way you want it to at that time, at that moment, but you should still love it. Outside of loving your reflection, you should also be saying to yourself, yes, you can. Learn another language, change your mind, pick a new favorite color, decide you want to give up on liking one football team and like another one, maybe stop liking Dodgers and join the Mets. You know, maybe you want to go for walks outside, or maybe you want to get a gym membership. Or maybe you do want to learn Mandarin finally. Maybe you want to travel to Japan or Haiti or India. There's so many places to go in India. I don't even know what to tell you, but I think it'd be lots of fun. Maybe you want to go to Indonesia or Saudi Arabia or Paris or Italy, wherever it may be in any of those places. Whether it's traveling, whether it's learning a new hobby, whether it's knitting or sewing or coloring or painting or playing Jenga or Uno or any game you could imagine, right? Or reading a new book or writing a book, starting a journal, making a magazine, changing your job or your career, deciding you want to study something different in school because you hate your major. Or maybe you don't want a roommate and maybe you want to live by yourself. Maybe you want to adopt a pet. Maybe you want to meet somebody and start dating again. Maybe you had a rough relationship or a bad marriage and you got divorced and maybe you want to look for somebody new. Regardless of what the situation is, maybe you're tired of the socks you have and you want to buy new ones. Regardless of what the situation could and may be, you should be saying to yourself, yes, I can. Following the idea of yes, you can is the idea of never giving up. If you love or care for yourself, how can you give up, right? What's stopping you from being what you're supposed to be? What? You can't seriously love somebody or care for somebody and then give up on them. That doesn't mix well. You know that, right? Outside of the never giving up, we also need to look at the idea of why not today, because why not today isn't beneficial to anybody. Literally, we want to pretend like holding off the day for tomorrow is good, or not getting things done is good, or not fixing the dishwasher, not painting the wall, not getting our car looked at, all these things we put off tomorrow because we assume we got time. But I'm just here to be the bearer of bad news and tell you, when you continuously do that to yourself and you continuously try to spread yourself so thin, so paper thin that you can't get anything done, you're going to be overtired. You're going to be irritated. You're going to be upset and you're going to be mad, right? You're going to take lots of things out of context and you're not going to actually enjoy your life. And you shouldn't do that to yourself. Don't do it. That's basically what I'm saying. Be strong. That's what I'm saying. Be strong. Outside of the mantra, let's get to the headlines. So this whack-ass case that they have against Donald Trump in New York with Alvin Bragg is an embarrassment. Okay, the shit expired 8 years ago, and the idea that Alvin Bragg and this Democratic judge who doesn't understand math from lawyers is trying to prosecute Donald Trump and in jail him because Joe Biden can't win running an election by himself without this is insane. This needs to go to the Supreme Court. Where are the adults in the room right now? Because this is insane. There's also people running around the University of Columbia protesting, but not nicely protesting, like physically harming protesting. And I know it's difficult to hear that, right? This might not be a conversation that you're comfortable with, hearing that young people are not the solution. Well, they're not. I mean, I was in college and I didn't act like this and I didn't do shit like this. And there was a lot of things that I disagreed with. They were trying to indoctrinate me when I was in school. And they were definitely trying to indoctrinate my friends and a bunch of other people too. But it's okay. It didn't work. It didn't work. But they tried, right? They tried to do the whole Democratic thing to me. And the fact that I live in New England and I live in the East Coast with the upper elites and all that crap. And I live in a state that's founded and precedented in that, right? The liberal elites. I live in one of those states, man. The fact that I'm here in the eye of the storm, seeing shit for what it actually is every day, gives me an upper hand. The Republicans should be ashamed of themselves. And how do they expect to have a Republican Party after what Mike Johnson just did? I don't know how Marjorie Taylor Greene couldn't get rid of him, but I say she should keep trying. He is an embarrassment. And when I hear other Republicans say it's so difficult to him because blah, blah, blah. You just gave $60 billion to Ukraine and they've already lost the war to Russia. But we're going to continuously give them money and fund them. And then you're trying to attack Israel while they're in a war with Hamas and Iran. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't not be on any other side but the Jewish people in Israel. And I know I don't really like war and I'm not a fan of a lot of this propaganda bullshit that goes on with them saying everything that someone says is anti-Semitic, and I don't agree with that. And I kind of think they need to figure out another way to discuss that. But I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over pretending like they're the good guys and we're the bad guys. I kind of feel vacant now, right? I'm starting to feel like, am I a Republican? I have all these conservative views and I don't agree with the majority of the shit that they're doing. But at the same time, I 100% disagree with Mike Johnson. And I don't know why they're not doing more things to get rid of him. Because he's not a representation for me. And I don't want to hear a bunch of leftist, the world's great people, comment about how he had to do what he did. It's insane. America is supposed to come first. And it is coming last. And every time we have one of these Democratic people in power, everything goes to shit. Everything. The worst thing Donald Trump did when he was the president is give any power to Dr. Fauci. The worst thing Donald Trump did when he was president, give any airtime to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. We need to get more warriors ready for war here. We need more unapologetic, fearless fighters ready to fight for America. And we don't have that. I feel like I'm alone having these feelings about Christianity and being a girl and eventually becoming a mom and trying to raise my kids in a place where they can feel safe and understanding that they're going to have to go to private school and I'm going to have to raise them differently than everybody else for a reason, right? Just how exactly do we deal with this? Why are we pretending like Donald Trump's the bad guy? When Donald Trump was an actor and he wasn't a politician and he was funny and he was in Home Alone and he did all these things and he built the skyscrapers in New York. Donald Trump's been around a long time, right? He did all these things, right? Were people bad-mouthing him then? They were all fanboys and girls wanting him to talk to them. Banks love Donald Trump because Donald Trump is money and they know they're going to get their money back from him. There's no case what Alvin Bragg said this at the beginning of this podcast, and there still isn't one now. The Fannie Willis thing, complete abysmal joke, right? The other guy attacking him from Florida, again, joke. There's no evidence. This is all bullshit. And the longer they continue this, this shows how desperate they are for power. Not only did they do that, but on Saturday, they just passed another law to give the government more power to be nosy about what we're doing. This is going to end up being like one of these sci-fi or horror movies where the government has all this power of your business and you no longer have any privacy. Luckily, I'm one of the most boring people in the world. The only thing I really do is podcast, Poshmark, Posher, and watch TV and go to work and come home and hang out with my family. So I'm pretty damn boring. I mean, why would you give them extra power for them to have more reign over us? When are we going to get somebody that's willing to fight against them? Outside of Donald Trump, by himself. I'll fight alongside of him because I'm a fighter and I'll be that difference. But I feel like no one's listening to me. I feel like I'm so alone. I feel like people are willing to pretend like things are okay and they're not instead of dealing with reality. And it's infuriating and irritating to me. But I don't think we've gotten to a bad enough place before everybody wakes up. Do you understand that everything is going to continue to go up? The gas prices just went back up basically $4 again. And Joe Biden can't dig into the reserves because he can't do that. Saudi Arabia is raising the price of our gas. Houses are unaffordable. Rent is unaffordable. Cars are unaffordable. Everything is unaffordable. And what are they doing to fix it? Or are they going to overtax us too? Are you fucking kidding me? They gave $60 billion to Ukraine. Why the fuck didn't you give that to Americans? I have more question marks than answers. I don't want to hear about all these other fucking countries. And I'm starting to just become like I was before. Like, I'm just starting not to care. I don't know. I'm just starting to feel like I'm very passionate about America and the freedoms of our people and our rights. But I don't know if we even have any rights left. Pro-Hamas takes over New York City. They're all over the college campuses today and yesterday and last week. They're trying to ruin Passover, a Jewish holiday, and they're trying to be disrespectful, and they're trying to harm people and hurt people. And they should be stopped. They should be expelled. Their student visas should be removed. They should be sent back to wherever the fuck they came from, and that should be the end of the story. And we need some adults in the room to just do that. If you're going to act like this, go where you came from. You can take your passport and go back to where you came from and stay there. You're not welcome in America acting like this. That's not an American culture, right? We've picked up too much crap. And I'm sorry, but young people are targets. College kids are targets for indoctrination. I said that earlier too. They just want to indoctrinate your mind in college and tell you a bunch of shit that's fake. They don't really prepare you for anything. If you want to succeed, you got to understand that you need to go to college in order for you to succeed. Because if you don't have a bachelor's degree, you're going to be fucked. Right? And I know that Candace Owens and a bunch of people will say college isn't for everybody. But that's not the case. If you want to make a lot of money, then you have to understand what's going to happen if you don't go to college. If you're not going to create an app, if you're not going to create a social media platform, if you are not going to give your entire life to build something that way, you're not going to make any money. That's it. And you can go on YouTube and want a YouTube channel, and you can want to be Meet Kevin, and you can want to do all this shit. But still, again, if you don't have a college degree and you don't have a plan, you're fucked. So I'm just going to say that. New York City is gone. And I've been saying that for a while, but it is really gone. Now, it was very entertaining to see one of the donors say that he's not going to donate to Columbia anymore. Now we just need to get all the rest of them to say that so they can go completely bankrupt and shut down. That'd be great. Do people actually understand the Constitution of the United States? No. DEI means there's no experience. Yeah, we know that. Will Trump get it done? Hopefully. But part of me feels like I don't know how he's going to get it done with all these people lying and making up stuff around him. But we just have to stay committed, stay focused, and stay positive. There are other people like us, conservative Christians that have views and opinions, and we have to believe that they're out there, and we have to hope and pray that they go vote in November so we can get rid of Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, and we can get back Trump to fix everything just like he did the last time. We need a savior. We need somebody to help us. And the only one that's going to do that is Donald Trump. Moving on from politics. But before I move on from politics, if we don't save America, if we do not convince anybody we know to vote for Donald Trump, and we don't get rid of Joe Biden, there's no more America. We don't have borders. There is no law and order. There's no structure. There's no difference between us and animals anymore. We are losing our country, our rights, our self-perseverance. We're losing all of that. The American dream, everything that our ancestors, our moms, our dads, our grandparents sacrificed for us to be where we are. We're losing it. This is not a good time in America, where the current president party is attacking the runner-up in their opposition to an extent where they want to imprison them and they want them to potentially be murdered. The idea that Americans showed up to the Capitol on January 6th and said, "We don't agree with this," shouldn't be a problem. You know what should have been a problem, though? The Black Lives Matter protest. You know what should have been a problem? The fucking protests that are happening right now. Hamas is not a group you should want to be promoting. And the more that they want to promote these people, the more their ass should get deported. If you want to become American, you should follow the rules and follow the laws. And if you're not going to follow the rules and follow the laws, then you don't belong in this country. We're losing our country. And I don't know who's going to take over. I'm sad. This is the best place in the world. One of them. But America is lost. And we need God. We need something bigger than us to help us fix these problems. This country was founded on God and the Bible and all these things and family, right? A father in the house. Culture. It was founded on all of those things. And we have lost all of that. We have sold our souls for this trans insanity and all this woke crap. And we don't have anything to show for it. Because Lincoln Riley is still fucking dead. Her mom, her dad, her sister had to bury her in a fucking cemetery. And she died for nothing. And a black young man died for nothing and fucking got shot and stabbed by some fucking psychopath in New York. And do you think Alvin Bragg did anything about it? No. Because he's too focused on Trump. He doesn't care about the people in Manhattan. He cares about Trump so Biden can win. Wake up, America, before it's too late.
We have a little bit of time left to try to fix this. And if we don't fix this, we are losing our country. And I don't know where we're going to live anymore because it's not America. Moving on from that, the rabbit hole. I kind of think sometimes life is like a rabbit hole. And sometimes things happen unexpectedly, or it could be good or it could be bad. And I think you got to just learn to go with the flow. You got to just learn to live, right? You can't hold on to things, hold on to anger, hold on to fear, and let that corrupt your mind and control you. I had a horrible experience this past fall with my work environment, and I really let it get to me to a point where, like, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't think. Like, I had anxiety, and it was just a horrible feeling, right? And there really wasn't anybody that I could talk to about it because, like, it's your job. So it's like, how do you deal with that? And that kind of is an awkward thing. But instead of me getting caught up in that, you know, I live for the moment and I try to find good in everything. So I just let everything go. So the rabbit hole could be an explanation of your life, or it could be an explanation of something you're scared about. My philosophy, jump in eyes wide open and see what happens. Right? Two things could happen. A, you could get hurt, or B, you couldn't. Put love in your heart and stop being mean. Transforming a small area to make it feel bigger. Back to closet organizers, because if you're going to sell stuff on Poshmark, you got to make sure you got a nice closet. No micromanaging, because micromanaging is fucking annoying. And who wants to do it? And if you need to micromanage somebody, that means you don't know how to manage. So you're incompetent. Just saying. A new blow dryer. I was looking at this Dyson blow dryer on the Dyson website. And why is it like $500? I cannot even imagine spending that much on a blow dryer for my hair. Pass. I got this really nice blow dryer from the Sally store, and it's like in a legitimate like salon dryer, and Rena, my hairstylist, has it at her salon. So I'm just going to assume I'm good. I can't imagine spending $400, $500. And I see these things on Instagram all the time, and even on Pinterest, these ridiculous blow dryers that they're trying to like push on people that are priced ridiculously. And like, how good is it? Why would you want to spend $500 on a blow dryer? That's insane. No, thank you. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, outside of the fact that you need to have love in your heart and you try to be happy and don't spend $800 on a blow dryer, let's get to watching things. We're watching Greg Gutfeld, but he's not there tonight. He's got a guest. The Circle has a new season, and I haven't started it yet, but I'm going to. Mobile games on Netflix. Stop saying boring. No, shut up. Skip's interrupting my podcast again, and we didn't do our podcast together because he refused to do it with me. So we're doing tomorrow. On Tuesday, together. We promise. Hey, yeah, hush, just shut up! I haven't tried playing the mobile games on Netflix, but I'm entertained by the possibility that maybe I wouldn't completely suck at playing them, so I'm willing to give them a try. Maybe you'll cheat like at Mario Kart. We're not talking about Mario Kart. We're talking about Netflix games. Dang, man! Keep up with it. I didn't. He cheated, by the way. He's on my team and he beat me. Does that make sense? No. Bad shows don't last. Because who's watching them? Like, they last like a season and then they get shut off. And when I'm talking about bad shows, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about, you know, shows where the characters are bad the storyline is horrible and it doesn't make any sense, right? Like, logically, like, how could this happen? Or, like, where's this storyline coming from? Or, like, why are these characters talking to each other like that? Like, things like that. Like, how much time goes into these shows? And I read on Google or something that they're canceling The Witcher and it's coming into his last season. Netflix is really doing a good job of pissing me off. There's a bunch of shows I wanted to see what was going to happen with them, and they're just not making them anymore. Why do they continue to do that? And I am totally pro Netflix, but like when it comes to like things that I really like, they're not listening to me because they keep getting rid of them. So I'm not sure, man. But I still believe that bad shows only get one season. I still haven't seen Emily in Paris, and I don't know if I want to watch that. This Is Us, I didn't watch that either. It looks a little too TV for me. Anthrax, is that about like bugs or something creepy? It's like a horror movie, and I found it on Amazon. I'm considering watching that, maybe. And SpongeBob. I wanted to take a moment to talk about SpongeBob because I feel like one of the most watched cartoons outside of The Simpsons is SpongeBob. That show has been alive for a very long time. And the creator of SpongeBob, he really created something that there's nothing else like it. The idea of a little creature that lives in a pineapple under the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants, was an entire life and an entire experience that is unlike anything else. They're able to make movies off of it, and they're able to do blankets and pillows and towels and keychains and cards and laptop covers and notebooks and anything you can think of, they can make SpongeBob, right? The show is also very entertaining. It's kind of related to real life and reality. And I find it very good. I love SpongeBob. I've been watching SpongeBob basically my entire life. Outside of my husband being the one thing that's always, you know, there, SpongeBob has always been there. I don't think there's one episode of SpongeBob I haven't seen. It is the one show that I've been able to watch conclusively along with everything else that still puts a smile on my face and still makes the world a better place. And the only show that gets that done is SpongeBob. I also love the fact that I followed SpongeBob on Instagram and he continues to post pictures of him and Patrick, which is absolutely hilarious. SpongeBob will always have a place in my heart. And SpongeBob is definitely something that I'll watch basically forever. And when we do start having kids, they're going to watch it too. Our kids are totally going to be SpongeBob fanatics. And I cannot wait to instill into my own kids how cool SpongeBob is. Because he is the coolest of cool. The coolest of cool. And I just love the idea of a little sponge being so excited about going to work, making friends, and being lively and happy. And there's nothing like that in real life for me. So SpongeBob is definitely a break away from reality, and it's a break toward happiness. So thank you, SpongeBob, for all you've done for us. Moving on from SpongeBob, let's get to eating things. Today I had really good lunch. It wasn't my meal prep from the preppers because they had the same crap they had last week and we just didn't feel like eating it this week. So I had baked ziti, but not normal baked ziti. It was like this Parmesan baked ziti and it was very flavorful, very tasty, and very good. And I can't wait to have it another day this week. But have you tried bacon cheese dip? It sounds okay, but I really need to look at a recipe to see if I can do it right. Chicken shawarma bowl. I've never made it, but I'm willing to try it. Orange creamsicle cake. Now, do you think an orange creamsicle cake has, like, the taste of an orange creamsicle? Or how are we putting those flavors together? That's something where you really want to make sure you have everything correct so it has the taste and maybe even the color is correct. Greek green bean salad. So basically you're putting everything that you would put into a salad, but you're using green beans instead of like a lettuce. Taco casserole. That's a great weeknight meal or weekend meal. Obviously, you do everything you would put into a taco, but you make it into a casserole. We talked about taco baked last week or something, and that was good too. And finally, broccoli tenders. The idea of a broccoli tender is you mix in a food processor, broccoli, egg, Parmesan, and like baking soda, mix that together, roll it out, get a sheet and a pan, put it in the sheet, spread it out, make it look like little hot dog buns, or like if you were making like Italian bread, right? Put that in the oven, let that cook off for about 25 minutes in the oven, maybe 15 to 20. Take it out, make some ranch sauce, dip it. That sounds like that would be good any day of the week. And also, it's carb-free, so why not try it? My friends, thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And I will see you same place, same time tomorrow on Tuesday, a.k.a. Tuesday. If the world tries to tell you that you're not good enough, I'm here to tell you that you are. When you don't think you can do something and you don't think you have the star power and you don't think you have the will or the drive to conclude, I'm here to tell you you can. The stars are the light in the darkness, and I see you. Together, brothers and sisters, me, you, they, them, us, together, we are not only going to change this world, including the United States of America and every other country that lives in it, but we are also going to change the galaxies of the galaxies of the galaxies, because we are the beginning, the middle, the end. We were here when everything started, and we will be here when it all ends and starts again. The one thing that they can't take from us is the light. And the one thing we have to fight is the darkness. Don't forget how bright you are. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye.